A new campaign has been launched, a little bit of fundraising and also encouraging us to look after our eyes. Summertime, or perhaps you're going on holiday. The sun is there, the UVs are out, we're thinking about getting a tan. You may think about suntan lotion, but do you think about protecting your eyes? Well, Fight for Sight and Vision Direct have teamed up to get us thinking about ultraviolet. Now, we have with us Dr. Dolores Conroy from Fight for Sight. Dolores, thank you for joining us. Now, Fight for Sight is involved in fundraising, and you fundraise in order to give grants for research all around the UK into all sorts of eye conditions. And do you get involved with conditions that can be affected by ultraviolet light?
Yes, absolutely. As you said, Fight for Sight, we're the leading eye research charity in the UK, and we fund research at about 43 different universities across the UK. And of course, we're very interested in any type of condition that affects the eye, but you're right in saying we are interested in ways that probably UV light can affect eyesight, because what we know is one of the leading causes of sight loss in the elderly population, called age-related macular degeneration, which is a damage caused to the retina, and that we know over time UV light can increase the damage. So extended exposure to UV light has been shown to increase your risk of developing age-related macular degeneration. In addition, cataract, which, you know, most of us will probably end up having if we reach 70 or 80, and it's a clouding of the eye's natural lens. And again, we know that UV light increases your risk of, for certain types of cataract. And it's estimated that about 10% of all cataract cases are directly attributable to UV light. There are quite a few other conditions that people actually don't really sort of think about when you think about UV light from sun. And one of those is obviously skin cancer. A lot of the cancers in and around the eye and the eyelids is also linked to prolonged UV exposure. There's another condition which is called pterygium, and it's often called surfer's eye, and it's a non-cancerous growth on the conjunctiva. And it's really from UV light exposure from the sun is the main risk factor. It's very common in people who work outdoors in very hot countries with a lot of sunshine. And of course, there's another condition called photokeratitis. It's like a corneal sunburn, and that's painful, and it's really a problem with short-term exposure to UV rays, such which you get lying at the beach for long hours or skiing without proper protection. So yes, a lot of the conditions that we're funding research into, sunlight can be a risk factor.
I mean, I spoke about the summertime, Dolores, you know, and you mentioned being on the beach, but you know, you brought up a good point there. Skiing, you know, people do that all year round, all around the world, and perhaps they think, well, I'll wear goggles when I'm skiing, but you know, après ski, walking around, maybe not thinking about it then.
Absolutely, and I think this is why we're launching this campaign. It's not just summer, it's all year round. Even when it's outside and you're outside and it's cloudy and hazy, the UV light is still coming through and you're still at risk. And, you know, it's particularly true for younger people because the effects of UV radiation are cumulative and young eyes are particularly vulnerable.
Now, we have with us Sam Vettis from Vision Direct, who have teamed up with Fight for Sight. Sam, there must be a whole host of ways in which we can protect our eyes against ultraviolet rays and not necessarily breaking the bank to do so.
Not at all. So we've just started selling sunglasses actually ourselves, quite a low price. And what we really want to stress to people is that a good quality pair of sunglasses can block up to 95% of UV radiation. So the message that we're trying to get across is just for people to make sure that they are investing in a good quality pair of sunglasses and wearing those and taking care of their vision when the sun's out.
What should people be looking for? You mentioned good quality there, but are there ways that people can easily identify what will protect and what perhaps is just really a fashion sunglasses?
Yeah, absolutely. Having spoken with Fight for Sight, we've come to that if the glasses have the CE mark on them, that generally means that they're at the right standard and they will protect your eyes. And that's what people need to keep their eye out for. I mean, there's an alarming number of discount sunglasses on the high street that do not carry this label. And we're quite pleased to say that all of ours do. And we just really want people to check for that label on sunglasses when they're wearing them.
Now, you're making this quite fun, that this campaign, Sam, all to do with taking selfies. How does that work?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, sunglasses are a really fun product, to be honest. And we've asked people to share a selfie of themselves in their sunglasses to show that they are wearing them in the hot weather and when the sun's out and looking after their eyes. And I think so far we've been running for about a week and we've had about 200 people sharing their selfies with us. So it's fantastic to see people engaging with the campaign and putting on their favourite pair of shades.
And is it a good way to fundraise as well?
Yeah, so what we're actually doing throughout the campaign is for every customer that buys a pair of sunglasses from us and for every entry that we receive into the competition, we're donating £3 for Fight the Fight.
Fantastic. So an easy way to make a huge difference. Dolores, we spoke at the beginning about the funding which Fight for Sight raises for eye research in the UK. What kind of figures are we talking about?
Each year we spend about £3 to £4 million on new research projects, and all of this funds is raised through our fundraising team and from the wonderful donations that we get from our supporters. So, you know, it is vital that, you know, we continue fundraising, and this is a really fantastic way of raising the profile of Fight for Sight and also raising the profile of a condition, you know, of the effects of UV radiation.
Sam, this is running through the summer. Tell us about the dates it runs from and to and how people can get involved.
Absolutely. So the Think UV Challenge is running between Monday the 1st of August until the 16th of September. And all we're asking people to do is to tweet or share on Instagram their sunglasses selfie to hashtag ThinkUV. And like I say, we'll give £3 for every entry we receive to Fight for Sight. And they have the chance to win a £300 Amazon voucher.
Brilliant. So make a difference, make a donation, protect your eyes and perhaps a bit of a win as well. Fantastic. So protecting your eyes, making a donation to Fight for Sight and the chance to win some money to spend on Amazon as well. Fantastic. Dolores, if people would like to find out a bit more about the work of Fight for Sight or perhaps get involved in the fundraising as well, how do they get in touch?
You can check out our website at fightforsight.org.uk, or you can call us for more information about our research programme on 0207 264 3900.
Well, good luck with hashtag ThinkUV for the moment to Dr. Dolores Conroy and to Sam Bettis. Thank you both for speaking with us on RNIB Connect Radio.
Thank you.
Thank you.